USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six states are certifying election results, with Joe Biden's home state of Delaware becoming the first. Wyoming, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Vermont were next. States have until December 8th to finish. The Electoral College will make the results official 6 days later. Tampa residents are already feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Etta. The previously Category 1 hurricane will likely make landfall on Thursday just north of the Tampa area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor telling reporters this has been a very unpredictable storm. Ford is adding close to 400 jobs at two Michigan factories to make electric vehicles. The automaker also investing $850 million to meet expected demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many Democratic senators are ticked off that Republicans are not congratulating Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, who declared victory in the 2020 election on November 7th. That declaration being disputed by President Trump with numerous lawsuits across the country. There's also a recount taking place in Georgia. No matter who wins the election, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says all the votes need to be counted.
At the core of our Republicans, legitimacy comes from people's confidence in the elections. And right now you've got half this country that has doubts about the veracity of this election. And that's why the process that exists in the law, there's a process in the law that exists after the election, before the results are certified. That process has to be allowed to move forward. Otherwise, we're going to have a result here that half the country will harbor significant doubts about. And that's bad for the country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. One grocery store is offering shoppers insurance on their Thanksgiving turkeys. Whole Foods is teaming with Progressive Insurance to offer the first ever protection plan. The Amazon-owned grocery store is giving away $35 gift cards to anyone who burns, overcooks, undercooked, or drops their bird. And finally, the smash children's hit Baby Shark continues to break records. The 11th time platinum tune has officially reached diamond status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.